Spotify CEO Daniel Ek says the controversy around podcaster Joe Rogan and vaccine misinformation has presented some, quote, learning opportunities for the company. Yesterday, three of Neil Young's former bandmates, David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash, joined Young in asking if their music be removed from the site. Other musicians have followed Neil Young's lead. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siolkas has the story.
Teach your children well.
The three artists say they made their request in support of their former bandmate, with whom they formed the folk rock supergroup Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. But they added their move was also made as their own protest against Joe Rogan and misinformation about the coronavirus vaccine. In a statement sent to NPR yesterday, they said, quote, "We support Neil and we agree with him that there is dangerous disinformation being aired on Spotify's Joe Rogan podcast. While we always value alternate points of view, knowingly spreading disinformation during this global pandemic has deadly consequences. Until real action is taken to show that a concern for humanity must be balanced with commerce, we don't want our music or the music we made together to be on the same platform."
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. Give me a kiss.
The three musicians are asking for the removal of all of their group recordings in its various permutations, as Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, as well as recordings made as Crosby, Stills & Nash, and the duo Crosby & Nash. In addition, Nash has begun to remove his solo recordings from Spotify. Their request follows similar moves made by singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell and guitarist Nils Lofgren. Yesterday, the vocalist India Ari also asked for her music to be removed from Spotify.
My mama said a lady ain't what she was, but what she knows.
She said in a statement posted on Instagram that along with Rogan's comments about COVID, she objects to his language around race. In an interview with climate change skeptic and psychologist Jordan Peterson last week, Rogan made derogatory comments about Africans and said that he found it odd to refer to people as black based on their skin tone. Psychologist and author Mary Trump, the niece of former President Donald Trump and a forceful critic of her uncle, announced Tuesday that she is pulling her podcast from Spotify for the same reasons. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.